Good afternoon. My name is Dr. Vanessa Doyle. I'm a naturopathic physician at the Center of Excellence in Bridgeport, Connecticut. I am also one of the professional technical specialists at North American PharmaCal, Diadamo Personalized Nutrition. And today I have Dr. Peter Diadamo, where we are discussing a beautiful new product called El Dorado. Good afternoon, Dr. Diadamo. How are you today?
Fine, Vanessa. Thank you for having me again.
So, Dr. Diadamo, when I see the name El Dorado, it brings to my mind thoughts of that city of gold. Could you tell us a little bit about the product?
Well, I formulated El Dorado as a sort of a path to a certain type of metabolic gold. And so I think the name is apt because the metabolism that we often struggle with, our ability to control effectively our energy production and the conversion of carbohydrates and sugars in our diet into energy production, is a kind of a city of gold. If we do it right, we are energetic, we can control our weight, we can better manage our blood sugar. And the El Dorado formula is sort of a ticket to the city of gold. It helps optimize many of the genes and gene molecule products that regulate blood sugar and optimize the conversion of sugar and starches into energy.
That's a great point. I know in the clinic you often talk about AMPK. Is there any way you could just explain to us what AMPK is?
Well, AMPK is an acronym for adenosine monophosphokinase, which is why, of course, we call it AMPK. AMPK actually is one of the few genes that comes with a nickname. It's regularly referred to as the fuel gauge of the cell. And to understand how AMPK works, one just has to simply understand how the fuel gauge in your car works, or the purpose of a fuel gauge in your car. And that's very simple. A fuel gauge tells you essentially how much gas you have left in your gas tank. And if it's accurate, you'll know when it's next time, perhaps maybe, that you'll need to refill the gas. Or perhaps if the fuel tank is accurate and it's telling you that the fuel tank is full, you'll know that that's not a particularly good time to go put more gas in your tank because it'll wind up more or less on the floor of the gas station. So the idea of AMPK is it acts as sort of an indicator of the metabolic activity and the capacity to produce energy from the constituents that are part of our diet. And AMPK is an extraordinarily important enzyme when it comes to the regulation of energy and the regulation of a process called autophagy. Autophagy is how the cell kind of cleans itself out. And so AMPK has two roles. The role that is best known is it optimizes the production of energy. And the second role is through another gene that's regulated by AMPK, known as mTOR. Now, mTOR might be familiar to people who have heard me talk about the product Trehalose, because Trehalose is actually able to activate the cell's cleansing mechanism to allow the cell to get rid of unwanted materials that build up. And this is very common as the cell ages. It gets the buildup of what are known as senescent proteins, proteins that are just gotten old and useless. mTOR basically is a gene that tends to block this. And so the neat thing about Trehalose is actually that Trehalose increases autophagy independent of this mTOR. But the neat thing about AMPK is AMPK regulates mTOR. So by actually coming at it from both perspectives, getting rid of cell byproducts with Trehalose to be able to do it independent of mTOR, and coming up with something that can control the fuel gauge of the body, AMPK, to regulate mTOR better, we wind up with cells that are much more efficient at being able to remove unwanted waste products and byproducts, which are really the classic elements of how a cell ages and becomes sort of older and less functional, more decrepit. Now, it's interesting because AMPK is a very significant target for actually many pharmaceuticals as well. The drug metformin, or some people know this as a drug called Glucophage, is given to people often when they have certain class of diabetes known as the adult onset or type 2 diabetes. But metformin is also given routinely to people who have what is known as a metabolic syndrome X. In other words, they're unable to correctly process insulin. And this insulin sensitivity problem occurs both in the adult onset diabetes and both in people who have metabolic syndrome or what they call central obesity, where the person has a lot of fat deposition in the center part of their body. So AMPK is very critical in terms of being able to help these people optimize the production of energy so that it isn't essentially stored as fat, but rather sent down the pathways and burned to produce the opportunity for the cell to be able to perform its biochemical obligations.
That's great. I'm also wondering why you added the white willow bark into the formula.
Well, willow bark actually has small amounts of an aspirin-like substance called acetylsalicylic acid. And the small amount of willow and the small amount of the guarana that's in the formula work together to continue the actions of the main ingredients in the formula, which are the alkaloid berberine. And berberine is very common in the botanical kingdom. It's found in the herb golden seal. It's found in many of the other types of members of that family. Berberis, which is a very common shrub. It's an ornamental shrub. And coptis, which is a very famous Chinese herb, are both rich in this alkaloid berberine, which is a very potent inducer of AMPK when coupled with these other synergistic ingredients in the formula. We've also added a small amount of an herb called coleus for scolin, because coleus also has the ability to prolong the effects of AMPK. So we optimize AMPK with the berberine. We make it synergize more effectively in the network that it belongs with the guarana and the salix, and we prolong its effects basically by using the coleus at the same time. So it's a great formula in combination, as I said before, with the triolose, because that optimizes the cellular cleansing mechanism. But it's also fabulous in combination with the glycosia product. Glycosia comes at the sugar problem and metabolic syndrome problem from a totally different perspective. It's actually blocking the extra absorption of carbohydrates that occur in the digestive tract of people who often have metabolic syndrome. So oftentimes these people are known as hyperassimilators. It goes through their digestive tract, and given the same meal, the person who's a hyperassimilator will digest much more carbohydrate than the person who's not. So glycosia blocks the hyperassimilating part of the formula, and AMPK optimizes the actual metabolic fuel gauge of the cell. And in combination with triolose, the activity is to produce a greater cleansing and a more efficient metabolism.
That's brilliant. So what we've been noticing clinically are patients coming in that are already taking a glucophage product such as metformin and are having depletion in methyl B12.
Which, of course, is a great indicator for using the methyl B12 product. And in particular, the methyl B12 product, because the methylated form of vitamin B12 is by far the most active. So if we were just to increase our team here, I would say that there's definitely a strong place for using methyl B12 in a person perhaps maybe who was prescribed those types of medications as well. As well, that's documented in the literature that those things do deplete vitamin B12 as well. I'd like to caution the listeners to always make sure that if you're going to take vitamin B12, you do not take the form called cyanocobalamin. This is an artificial form that doesn't occur in nature, and even though it will prevent you from having the deficiency of vitamin B12, B12 does many things besides not give you a deficiency of B12. It acts to donate methyl groups in a variety of different chemical reactions. And so the methyl B12, which we were actually one of the first companies to introduce the methylated form of B12, would be a great team player with El Dorado and Triolose and Glycosia.
So this formula is really synergized to help people with that energy control, weight control, get that nice svelte look around that centripetal obesity. And looks like it'll work together with the methyl B12, the trehalose, and the glycosia as a perfect product. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.